Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
One of Chicago's long-standing summer festivals will be no more. Old St. Pat's Church says it will no longer host the world's largest block party. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
Old St. Pat's pastor, Father Tom Hurley, says the world's largest block party was one of Chicago's signature summer events at a time when there weren't as many festivals.
Now, 35 years later, we are one among many, and the competition has just become a little bit beyond us.
The block party even gained a reputation as a meeting spot if you were looking for a husband or wife.
We know of at least, 150 couples that met there and got married.
With Father Hurley being named the Grand Marshal of this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade and the church entering into its 175th anniversary as a parish, it'll kick off a new festival around St. Patrick's Day.
We're calling this Shamrock in the Block. And we're going to do that on March 14th.
Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It now appears a one-year-old boy who was shot in the head on the north side last night was likely wounded during a domestic disturbance between his parents. Chicago police say the initial story that he was hit by gunfire aimed at his father is not true. The man told police someone opened fire at him along the 800 block of West Leland, but the gunfire hit the child instead. Police now say there is no evidence a shooting happened at that location. The boy is listed in serious but stable condition this morning. The man seen in a viral video showing him being body slammed by a Chicago police officer last fall is again behind bars.
Bernard Kirsch is accused of stealing a bottle of tequila and a bouquet of flowers from a jewel store at Wabash and Roosevelt. The 29-year-old was confronted by a security guard, and it's alleged he pushed her. Kirsch has been diagnosed with schizophrenia, according to his lawyer. He was in the national media spotlight for the incident last Thanksgiving when, according to police, he spit in an officer's mouth and eyes while being confronted about drinking vodka at a bus stop on the south side. An officer slammed him to the pavement, his head hitting a curb. The use of force is still under investigation. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A former Chicago police officer brought in to lead the police department in South Suburban Harvey is now out of a job.
Eddie Winters was police chief in Harvey for only 8 months before Mayor Christopher Clark put him on administrative leave. The mayor has officially replaced him with acting chief Rob Collins, saying Winters just wasn't a good fit. He contends it was something else. Winters tells CBS2 the mayor wanted him to promote some officers who were in trouble with the department, and he refused. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Following an effort that's been underway for more than a year, Puerto Rico is about to get some help from the people in Chicago.
It's 30th Ward Alderman Ariel Reboiras, who's been one of the leaders trying to get used equipment, a Chicago ambulance and a Chicago fire engine, to Puerto Rico, ravaged by a hurricane and earthquakes.
I got a file that's almost about an inch thick.
Reboiras and others weren't sure how to get the equipment to Puerto Rico. That's what WBBM reported a month and a half ago. An executive with an ocean carrier, Trailer Bridge, heard our story and got in touch with Reboiras. And in the next week or so, Trailer Bridge says it's shipping both vehicles to Puerto Rico free of charge.
It's finally where it belongs, where they're needed.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.